Howdy folks, Tyler here. Coming up momentarily is going to be a preview of a full-length bonus episode available exclusively over at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/takethispod. It has already been available for our Shovelo subscribers for a few days. So if you would like to hear the full-length episode, which has Danny and I discussing who we think will, who should, and who should not go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the year of 2024, you can go ahead and check out our Patreon. And we hope you might give it a shot. We are proudly listener supported, so every episode you're here, whether it is a full-length normal main feed episode or it is a little preview like this, is because of the people that support us over at our Patreon. So thank you, Shovelos, for doing that, and we hope you enjoy this preview.
Take this pot and shove it.
Today, we thought it would be fun to get off the course of country for a minute and talk about something that Danny and I love to talk about off mic, which is the gossip and potential of Rock Hall nominees. They just announced last week the 2024 nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Only six or seven of these people will get in, but I thought maybe you and I, Danny, could just do some riffing and roasting and maybe put our own ballots together as if we were allowed to vote, which we are not.
Well, so there's a lot on there I like.
Let's go ahead and say what the nominees are for this year. So this is the list. Some of these nominees have been nominated before, but most of them are first time nominees. So
it's like 10 that are like for the first time or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty, which is pretty interesting. It's an exciting ballot,
especially like looking at, you know, and as you'll like explain the list, as you'll go down it, you'd be, why is it 10 of these people, 10 of these fucking people first time nominees? Some of these people have been around for like 45, 50 years and shit. Like
totally. Yeah. There's a lot of long time snubs on this list. Let's just go down it. So I've got it pulled up here. So the nominees this year are Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool & the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Sade, A Tribe Called Quest, and Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm so stoked that Ozzy was on the list.
Me too. First time nominated. I'm pumped.
That's crazy. First time nominated too.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. It's like, what? Why is it taking, you know, why is it taking so long? Ozzy fucking rules. That No More Tears album, like his solo stuff, you know, that he like also did with like, who's that really good guitar player? I can't remember his name. Zach
Wilde, I think, was that
Zach Wilde. Yeah. And that's like the albums he had with him were like solo and amazing. No More Tears is like a 7:42 song that rules. It's an epic. And good.
People forget that like Ozzy's solo albums are actually good. They are like they're the Ozman songs. Great.
His
greatest hits. I had that in high school. Loved it.
Oh my God. I mean,
all the Randy Rhoads albums are great.
Oh, for sure. Of course. I mean, yeah, I'm never going to forget Randy Rhoads. But at this point, we're like, we're trying to separate, you know, Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne, right? Because, of course, Black Sabbath was amazing, too. Is Black Sabbath even in the Hall of Fame?
Black Sabbath is in, and I think they were snubbed for a long time because the Rock Hall has they have a bias against metal. Even more than they do other genres. Like they kind of like prog and metal have been largely shut out. But also so was rap and hip hop for a long time. They're only just now finally starting to like course correct on hip hop and hip hop artists and rap artists. But metal is still mostly out. Like Judas Priest got in 2 years ago, but they got in through the side category. They didn't get voted in. And Iron Maiden still isn't in. The only metal bands that are in are Black Sabbath. Now, Judas Priest and Metallica. Those are the only three.
But man, like you're going to that's crazy. Ozzy Osbourne's in after Metallica. And I like Metallica fine. But come on, Ozzy Osbourne fucking rules.
Well, another thing that's crazy is I feel like people in the industry kind of think of Ozzy as a joke, yeah. even though he's great, because they even put in Randy Rhoads as in the category of musical excellence, right? He wasn't even voted in. They just awarded, posthumously, of course, Randy Rhoads that award because his work with Ozzy is undeniable. And it's just this weird thing where it's like, how are you going to honor only the guitarist?
Yeah.
But not the face and the voice of that music. I mean, nothing against Randy. He was amazing.
No, Randy, fucking fantastic.
But Ozzy's incredible. I mean, he put together Ozfest. Like, he made extremely accessible metal music, which is not easy to do. And also, no, there's no telling how many metal bands, good and bad, exist because he made metal so accessible.
This shouldn't even be a conversation.
Right. It shouldn't even be an issue. And yet, Ozzy, it's possible he won't even get in.
Ozzy is the Willie Nelson of metal.
Yo, you're totally right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. I think you're spot on. And yeah. I mean, yeah. And also, Black Sabbath is great.
Fucking best.
And his work with Black Sabbath is responsible for a million bands, but his stuff, Diary of a Madman, Bark at the Moon, Blizzard of Oz, those early albums are so good. But then even his newer stuff, which I haven't listened to as much, but it still is like pretty good for what it is, for Ozzy being like so old and everybody thought he should have died 15 years ago. He's like, they can't kill him, and he's still putting out music that is heavy and is interesting, and he's even working with people like Elton John and Post Malone and Jeff Beck. Like, he's still like putting out stuff and collaborating with impressive people.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
I don't know.
I think it's awesome.
He absolutely should be in. I can't even believe it's a question. And then also, here's the other thing. He's got great songs, obviously, but like Crazy Train alone, the opening riff of Crazy Train, that is the second song after people learn Smoke on the Water, they learn Crazy Train, right? If you're a guitarist, that is a must learn. It is in the bones of rock and roll is Crazy Train.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ozzy just rules so fucking hard. It's just going to happen.
Yeah,
I stand by the Willie Nelson comparison. You know,
I think that's
still both
totally,
putting shit out.
I think that's great.
Old as fuck. Yeah.
Oh, that's absolute fuck. Has to sit down a lot.
Right. Most of their time.
Can't do any of the drugs they used to do anymore. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Because both of them used to be crazy people. You know.
Totally. Like, yeah.
What? Who else we got on this list that I love seeing mentioned? Oh. Come on now.
Well, there's your friend.
My buddy, Peter Frampton.
All right. And if you would like to hear the rest of this bonus episode and hear all about Danny's work with Peter Frampton, which is a real thing, by the way, you can find this bonus episode and all of our other bonus episodes at patreon.com/takethispod. We hope you might take a moment, check it out, find a tier that works for you, and you can be one of the Shovelos that supports the show. Thanks for listening. We have got a regular episode on the main feed coming for you this Tuesday. Bye.